Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. We recognize that women bear the bulk of the burden when it comes to birth control.
One excuse for men is that they have very few options. In addition to condoms, the choice is either to abstain from sex or get a vasectomy.
And that's why scientists have been working for years on a male birth control pill. One new approach might just work and focuses on a small molecule called JQ1.
Since only mature sperm cells can fertilize an egg, researchers use JQ1 to stop an immature sperm cell from maturing. The results with lab mice were impressive.
Normally, for a sperm to mature, a protein called BRDT binds to specific areas on the genome that activate the genes necessary for maturing of sperm. When researchers injected mice with JQ1, the small molecule bound to BRDT, preventing the protein from turning on the genes responsible for sperm maturation.
The JQ1-treated mice had a 90% reduction in sperm count and reduced motility, leading to sterility. Here's the great part. Unlike many previous studies with hormone treatments, these mice didn't exhibit side effects such as lower or higher levels of testosterone. Plus, their sexual activity remained the same.
Importantly, then researchers stopped the JQ1 treatment and normal sperm development returned. At the highest doses, it took up to 3 months for sterility to be reversed.
This form of male contraception is still about a decade away from being ready. JQ1 is currently injected but needs to be delivered in a way men can easily use. It also needs to be tested in humans to rule out long-term negative effects, such as infertility or birth defects.
Soon, men may be forced to share the responsibility of birth control, which a lot of women will say is about time.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.